They used that a lot. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You never heard the word broomtail or green horse?
Yes, a little bit, but we never were around them. Okay. I don't think we ever used it in our family much. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bronco would have been the word.
Yeah.
Now, was there another horse, another type of animal like a horse that they would have used around the farm?
Mules?
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all had those? Mules.
Uh-huh. Y'all use those to plow with?
Mules didn't do good up here. They didn't use too many mules up here because mules do not work good on ice.
I see.
And there was never very many mules used up here.
Mm-hmm. What would people have called a male and a female mule? Do you know the names, terms for male and female mule?
Same as horses, weren't they? Well, that was our donkeys, was Jennies.
Okay. And the males were Jacks?
Jacks. Okay. Jacks and Jennies was where we are. See, there was a lot of donkeys.
I see.
Because of the mines. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then the kids all had donkeys, too. Yeah.
Now, is a donkey the same thing as another animal called a burro?
A burro? Uh-huh. Yes.
They're the same animal.
Yes, sure.
Okay. When they were working in the mine with maybe donkeys, and they had a string of them together,
team?
They'd call it a team. Yeah. Have you ever heard of the word remuda?
No.
Okay. Or cabby?
No. No, those
are,
no.
Those are ranching words, and I wasn't sure if they were used
in this area. No, they didn't use them in here.
Okay. Did they have a name in this area for animals that were of poor quality, maybe horses or cattle that just were of an inferior breed, or, you know, one animal that maybe just wasn't as good as the rest of the...
I think that's the way they expressed it. Okay. I don't think...
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you, this is an interesting thing I remember, too, from growing up. My grandfather would call in the cows in the evening. They'd be way out in the pasture, and he'd come down to the fence, and he'd, you know, he'd yell to them, and they'd come. Now, did they do that here? Do you remember your father?
Yes.
What would he call? What was the call that he would use?
He always called them by hollering, cup.
Come, boss.
Or come, boss.
Or cup.
Uh-huh.
Well... Now, I've heard cumballs, but I haven't heard cup. That's really good.
These horses out here are cum.
That was my deal. That was Norwegian, Gene.
Was it?
I started that cup.
Yeah.
Cup.
In my
Is that what they do in Norway? They yell cup?
Up in North Dakota, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
My dad used to say, so boss. So boss. So boss. And they'd come running.
Oh, my goodness. See, that's one I haven't heard either. I've heard cumballs here. Uh-huh. Coman, I've heard.
Yeah, but he'd say, so boss.
So boss.
How about with chickens?
He calls chickens better than I do. I call them chicky, chicky, chicky.
I just said, tup, 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 tup.
Okay. That's and was there a call for hogs? Since they were in a pen, there probably wasn't. Did you, just wondering if you...
Sweet.
Yeah, my dad used to call them sweet. They were always on the fence waiting to be fed anyway.
You don't have to do much calling to hogs.
No.
Now, did you, one other animal I was wondering about on the farm, an animal that a lot of times, well, you've got two of them out here.
Oh, our dogs?
Yeah. You had those in the old days, though, too?
Oh, yes. I've never been very long in my life without a dog.
Would they have a name for a dog that wasn't a purebred, but was kind of a mixed breed? It would be called a what? Just
a dog.
Okay. They would never use like a
mongrel.
Dog. Dog, mostly. Just a dog.
Yeah. You know what? This, Poodle, he came out here, he had a purebred Australian, and I guess he kicked at it or something, so he bit him. He got into the assessor's office, he was assistant assessor there.